give God glory in their house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell Him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me till
Jesus is real to me.
No other
has
good. Yeah.
I know
yeah.
That
just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other.
Yeah,
good. I know that He's real.
Well, glory, glory, glory. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. And I am Sister Pucci, the Chicago-based poet. Pastor McCarty, your presiding pastor. You know, I got to stop for a moment and thank the great I am and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for lifting me up, steadying me and allowing me to come to you again. You know, that it's just amazing what God can do through you when He brings you to something that He wants you to do. And I guess give them praise and glory every time I'm able to do this. It gives me so much joy. Everyone, I want to start out with a few church announcements. So first, we're going to be introducing a new call-in show, a live call-in show where we're going to be speaking life with Pastor McCarty. It's going to be about talking about Jesus and the fact that He gives us life and He gives us life abundantly. And what does that all mean? There will be a chat room open. Donald will be hosting a chat room, a place where you can go and just hang out, ask questions, chit-chat and fellowship with other people from all around the world. So definitely look out for your social media posts up on the app, and I'll keep telling you on the show, of course, when you can expect that to start at the first of the year. Also, we're resurrecting Mind, Body, and Soul with Dr. Jason LaHood. He will be coming back to help us deal with those human mental issues that so many Christians are plagued with, but sometimes are ashamed to even talk about or face or even admit. You know, the devil uses the mind. He uses the mind. So that is something that he definitely attacks on us, and something that we have to keep strong with the word of God and use the help that God has given us as well down here. Also, Bible study will be returning at the first of the year again. We took a little break from it. I explained why we had to take a break, but we are going to be coming back. So those are three new additions to the platform you can expect to start seeing at the beginning of the year. Also, if you are in need, if there's a time you have loss in your family or friends and you are in need of services, definitely check out Griffin Wright Funeral Services. Funeral Home, I'm going to play their advertisement right now for you. For your information, everybody, take a listen.
The Griffin Wright Funeral Home provides more than the traditional funeral service. We provide a personal, principled, and professional atmosphere to ease your burdens. Can we provide funeral services in your home? The answer is yes. So remember, at Griffin Wright, you're not just another person, you're family. Visit our website at griffinwrightfuneralhome.com or call us at 312-480-8804. That's the Griffin Wright Funeral Home.
All right, everybody. Check out their website and check out their services if you are definitely in need of them. We are talking about this show is Jesus presented in the temple. You know, after last we talked about the plot to kill Jesus, I'm coming a different route this year, last show, but this show I want to talk about the fact that what happened right after Jesus's birth. Right before his birth, you know, it's important for us to remember that, you know, an angel appeared to Mary to let Mary know that she was going to be with child, and this child would be of God, because Mary was a virgin. And Mary asked simply, how would this be? Let me just read it for you. It's also important to realize the relationship of Mary and her cousin Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth was pregnant at the same time Mary was, and Elizabeth was up in her age, and way past conception age, as everyone thought. But she actually gave birth to John the Baptist, who baptized Jesus. So all of this is connected. All of it is relevant. Let me read. I'm going to be starting from Luke, the first chapter. We're going to start with the 26th verse. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angels went to her and said, "Greetings, you are the highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You have conceived and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. The kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive in her 6th month, for no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried into town, into the hill, in the hill country of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And a loud voice she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of the Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promise to her. You know, even in the beginning, it was more than the angel coming to Mary, and it was more than the angel coming to Joseph. Because, you know, Elizabeth was a part of this, who was carrying John the Baptist. Elizabeth was, you know, like I said, Mary's cousin. And John the Baptist, we know, baptized Jesus. And which is very significant as then the whole prophecy begins of our total redemption as his ministry began from that baptism. Now, you know, when Jesus was born, he was presented in the temple. So there's lots of witnesses to account from the time of Jesus' conception through his birth on through his life, but we're just talking up to his birth right now, of people declaring that this was the Messiah and that the prophecy had been fulfilled. So if we go over to Luke, the 2nd chapter, the 22nd verse, and I didn't tell you how much I read on the 1st chapter of Luke, but I want you to read Luke 1 and Luke 2. That's the reading, Luke 1 and Luke 2. I'm just extracting right now. All right, so Jesus is presented in the temple, starts at Luke 2nd chapter, the 22nd verse. And it said, when the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or 2 young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple's courts, where the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simon took him in his arm and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light of revelation in the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him, and Simon blessed him and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and arises of many in Israel, and to be sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and the sword will pierce your own soul too. There also was a prophet Anna, the daughter of the tribe of Asher. She was very old, and she lived with her husband 77 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying, coming up and then at the very moment she gave thanks to God and spoke that the child to all who was looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew up and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Everybody, as we get ready for this season that is coming upon us as we celebrate the birth of Christ, just look at all the things that God was orchestrating prior to the birth and right after the birth, the things that had to happen in order to make this undoubtable. It is written, it is predicted in the Old Testament, it is predicted in the New Testament, and what God says has come true. And all the things and all the signs were there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah for this season. Hallelujah for the reason for this season, and that's our Savior. Now, everybody, I do want you to read Luke 1, and I want you to read Luke 2. Because it gives you I want you to get the fullness of the birth of our Savior, the fullness of the miracle of this, that it was a virgin, that an angel had to come to Joseph, that an angel, you know, that the baby leaped in her womb just in the presence of our Savior. So much happened to make this undoubtedly the truth, the wonderful truth that Jesus was born a Son of God. He is the Messiah. He is our Messiah. All right, everybody, let's get rolling into the music part on the show. Of course, I want you to pray for wisdom, pray to God for understanding. Pray to the Holy Spirit to unleash all those mysteries of the Bible for you. He will. And we're going to come back next week with some more. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about it a little bit more. But first up on the mic is the Gospel House Rain Show. This is not necessarily spiritual sessions. So this is a show of us getting up and praising God for a long time. So if you can't praise him the whole time, clean your house, do whatever you have to do, put it on. And the point is to let yourself just start thinking about all the great things God has done, and you're going to not help but rejoice when you start thinking of that. And then you're going to look for the message embedded in the mix. Okay, Gospel House Reigns, back to backs. First is the first mix is Lord I Declare mix. My tongue is tied today, but we're getting through this anyway. Let's go, everybody. Let's get up off our feet and give God some praise.
DJ.
Hear what God said. Put on my shirt, put on my
DJ.
And I hate you,
DJ.
Sometimes it will
DJ,
rest,
DJ.
But that's no excuse. I gotta get on up. I gotta get the word. Gotta go to church, y'all, cause that's where it hurts.
I'm standing.
pastor. Sister Pucci in the mix.
DJ. 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 DJ.
Peace. He fed me. understand what peace means until God releases peace on you. You're gonna go through a lot, but don't give up. Just stand strong and know that He's gonna give you peace. In the midst of your storm, He's gonna give you peace. He's gonna convince everything to calm. I know what peace is. I've been down that road that you've been down. God. My gift.
DJ. Yeah.
All right, everybody. We're going to keep on moving because this is, I hope you got a chance to give God some praise on that one. I know I did. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is Jesus Presented, Baby Jesus Presented, Gospel House Reigns with Sister Poochie. Everybody, we're glad I did another Christmas mix, another special Christmas mix for the season. We are going to roll out of here. We're not done praising the Lord yet. We've got another half an hour Christmas mix so we can get in the spirit of the season, everybody. Let's take a listen. And the same rules apply. Get off of your feet. Let's give God some praise, some honor, and some glory. Here we go.
DJ. DJ. DJ, DJ, DJ.
DJ.
Everybody, all right, that is the additional 2001 Christmas mix that was called Christ in My Christmas. You know, when I was looking for songs to mix, it was very hard to find songs that did not refer to Santa, Rudolph, or Frosty the Snowman. So, luckily we have enough stuff out there that really talks about what the season is all about, and I was able to find it. So, I hope you enjoyed the mix. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please join me next week, same time, same station, same everything. Everybody, don't forget Luke, the first chapter of Luke and the second chapter of Luke. It's going to be the reading for the show. Even though I read excerpts from it, I want you to read the whole thing. You know, it talks about the angel coming to Mary. Mary questioning the angel because she was a virgin, how was she going to give birth. Mary going to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who's the mother of John the Baptist, and when the babies, when Martha proclaimed the greatness of the birth of Christ, the babies leaped in the womb. Also in Luke, it talks about Jesus being presented in the temple, which was a passage that we go through, like we go through baptisms here. But he had to be presented, and the witnesses that were there to proclaim that he was the Messiah. Everybody, it's a wonderful thing when the truth of the Lord is revealed for something that was foretold so long ago. So we have confidence of everything that he has said has come true, and what else he has more to say. And we're going to get to that on other shows. Everybody, we're going to roll out of here. Pastor's going to go take care of herself. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with how great thou art. Peace, love, and blessings again. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for getting me through. Peace.